Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, everyone. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air. It's Bonnie Albers Live with my co-host, Susan Z. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? You're mad at me right now, but that's okay.
Well, you know, we can agree to disagree, but what it's called, what I am told, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, was extended channeling versus walk-in. So I don't have a dog.
Let me tell you. No, I want to tell the audience why Bonnie's upset with me right now. Is that because she's so excited about Mark Anthony coming tomorrow? And I said to her, I go, well, gee, Bonnie, I hope the show goes really well for you. What do you mean by that?
listen, sweetheart, I've got to tell everybody, nothing's going to bring me down about that show. He is my mentor. I don't think he knows it, but he will know it tomorrow. I mean, I just can't believe Mark Anthony is going to be on my show. I mean, Susan,
he is a big name. Oh, honey, we're going to start getting bigger and bigger names. He's the beginning. You just watch. You just watch. And he's gonna love being on your show. You're going to be a totally different experience for him than he's ever had, like being on The View or being interviewed on, you know, the regular radio shows. Oh, yeah. He won't forget you, honey.
Oh, thank you, Susan, because you know what? That's exactly the experience I want him to have. Because you know what? And before we get started with the show, the thing is, Susan, we are different. I mean, when he is interviewed by The View or by, Coast to Coast, he's been on Fox News, he's been on Darkness Radio, he's been on NBC, they aren't metaphysical. I mean, they are metaphysical. Everybody's metaphysical, but I'm a spirit medium just like him, and we are psychic. So, you know, he's never had, I don't think, or maybe I'm wrong, an audience like we have. We are all metaphysical, and for him to talk on our show, it's like we know him already. So I'm hoping that he loves that, because all of us and everybody that's going to
Well, we understand who he is, and I think when other people interview him, it's more like, you know, who are you? You know, what are you about? What is this channeling stuff? What is this other side of the spirit? You know, and it's like, and we get him. I mean, we totally get him.
Well, you know what? I mean, I get him because, remember, I rock the Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah, I know. You already got him.
I really always got him, had him, and do him. So, you know, I hope that he realizes that. But, you know, if he doesn't, I understand in this lifetime he might have that veil. Maybe it's completely up for spirit, but he just doesn't see me in that light yet. Or maybe he does. I mean, you never know. But anyway, I so appreciate you bringing his name up because, you know, I've been excited all week to tell everybody, hi, everyone. Again, you're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air with Susan Z, my co-host in crime and in fun. And tomorrow, I am hosting Mark Anthony. He has written the book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He is a psychic lawyer, so you can actually Google him or you can, you know, look him up on his page. It's www.thepsychiclawyer.com, or you can take his book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side, and seeing who he is all about. It is so cool because we're going to get...
He actually does readings, doesn't he? I mean, it's like you can like actually buy a reading from him, right?
Oh, you can if you can afford it, girlfriend.
Yes, if you can afford it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like, to me, it's just like James Van Prague. If you can afford him, go right ahead. But see, Mark Anthony is, to me, is like he's my mentor. He wrote a book that I can relate to, and I read it when I was in the middle of a lot of grief. And so I do want to tell you it's a great, great opportunity to buy his book. It's not that expensive. You can get it on Amazon. And I think you can actually get it on his website. I'm not quite sure. But he'll tell you. And he's writing another one. I love this name. It's, you know, it's Proof of Eternity. Or it's actually called, and I have it written down here. He'll let him announce it because it's a new book. And I told him I'd let him do it. But Evidence of Eternity is the name of the book. I really didn't want to announce it, but if he says anything, nobody remember the name, please. But anyway, it is coming in March 15th. He is going to announce it on our show. And then he's going to do a big New York tour promoting his book and his new book coming out. So I wish he would take me to New York with him. I don't understand that. Like, if he could be on my show, why doesn't he just take me to New York?
Yeah.
I know. Like, right, I'm going to be there. So maybe I'll be standing in, like, Times Square, see him over there signing his book, and maybe I can help him sign it. You never know.
With you, honey, almost anything's possible.
Well, I hope he enjoys the show as much as we, and I know everybody, all my listeners, callers, and chatters will enjoy him. And I just want to let everybody know it's 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Our first evening show.
Our first evening show, and then you and I are going to be doing evening shows starting November. The first week of November, Susan and I are going to nighttime. But we
get more racier and talk about things that go, what did they just say?
How about bump in the night? We can talk about things that go bump in the night.
That's your favorite thing, things that go bump in the night.
Yeah. Yes, it is, girlfriend. I love that. And anyway, so the first week after All Souls Day, I think that's November 1st, that week we're doing Friday show, and that's a Friday night at 7. You'll be seeing it posted all over our Facebook and Blog Talk. We are also going to keep our day shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you're going to not be able to make our night show, don't worry. We're still going to have day shows. And we love you so much that we're adding all this time. So hopefully more people can hear us and be home at the time. We also have some great guests coming, Susan, besides Mark Anthony, who's my mentor. I'll have to rip him apart at some time. You know, I just tear his shirt off. But, I mean, you know, I can't do that unless I'm actually seeing him. But we have another guest coming in November. It's a couple, and it's on November 11th, 11 at 1 o'clock. They picked the time, and I'll get into that in November. So please bear with us in October. Stay with us in October. We have great co-hosts. We have great shows. We have fabulous, fabulous guests. And today you got Susan and I. Hi, Susan.
Hi. We get to banter about this and talk about that. And actually, we're going to, after you tell them how you get in touch, should we go through all the thing about how to get in touch with us again, or should you think, or think we can just skip into our conversation that we were talking about? You wrote me about the difference between, you want to talk about between channeling and walk-ins, and I wrote you in chat, they aren't the same.
Well, honey, do you not think I know that? That's what the funny part is, because if you could hear me, why I wrote that, and that's what I want you to know, is that I have people who say they don't believe in walk-ins. What they think it is, extensive channeled person who hasn't left. So what I thought we would do is talk about... Yeah, I thought we would talk about everybody believes in different things, and I just want to explain and send it out there to the audience what we think each one is and why there are people who think that channeling.
Yeah,
is,
you got some
channeling
to do there, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm going to explain it. All right. Well, you know, first, again, if you want, I'm going to tell you real quick, and then I'll let you tell them real quick so you spend as much time as I do, sister, on Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. You can find me at Facebook. Please like us on Blog Talk. Get all of our shows. We would really appreciate us. We would really appreciate it. Please listen to us. Call in. We're a talk show. We love to talk and chat. We love to solve issues. We love to solve
problems. We love interaction. Tell us what you think. Call in. I mean, we're not just a psychic reading line. We like to, you know, feature our guests as you know. And it's like, and we also like to talk about both of us have backgrounds in therapy and life coach and counseling. So, I mean, it's a mix of almost everything, and we hope that our listening audience enjoys that.
And we enjoy you so much. That's why we do this. You can get a hold of me, and I'll only tell you you can go to www.bonniealbers.com, or you can get me on balbers714@aol.com. And then, Susan, if you tell them how to get a hold of you, we'll go into our discussion.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bonnie and I, we give each other a therapy lesson every day. Because
Or reading, whichever
comes up. Yeah. So, okay. Well, you can reach me on my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. Or email me, scrich@aol.com. You can also find me, if you can't remember that, if you just Google Susan Z. Rich, you'll see my websites come up. And I also do readings with tarot, half hour, email readings. And you can also see my holistic products, CDs, and books on my website.
Well, that's fabulous. I'm not going to go into how I channeled your book because I'm sure everybody has heard that, but I will sign it. I do readings also. You can get a hold of me via my email. I do Skype, and sign up. Just let me know what you need. Also, Susan, I just want to say that we have someone in chat who I need to thank. Thank you so very much, Organic Skies. I love you. She has said that you and I bring exceptional guests, and I am so happy that you've said that because we tried to bring you. I have some more people coming. I have a guy from England coming.
Bonnie's the best. They just gravitate her to. They get in touch with her. They call her up and they say, "Can I be on your show?" And Bonnie calls me. You're not gonna believe who called me.
I know. I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got some really cool people coming. I just want to get, you know, I hate to give other names when we've got a big celebrity coming tomorrow night, and after that, I'll tell you who else is coming, but. I do want to tell you that they're just as excited to talk to you as you are excited to talk to them. There have been people I've seen on Coast to Coast that have called and asked to be on the radio show, and actually I didn't feel that they would be that great for our show, but they were great for Coast to Coast, which is really kind of great for me because then I know that we're getting the same people that call and want to be, you know, on other shows that are famous, that are all over. And I really believe everybody's famous. So for me, you have to have a certain je ne sais quoi to be on my show. And I hope that you all enjoy.
Nice
Maybe we're going to have a French person next because I don't know that word. Oh, my goodness. If anybody's out there that's a French, maybe, you know, no, I think he's English. He's coming next, but you never know. Maybe Mark Anthony speaks French. Who knows? But anyway, I do appreciate all of you liking who we bring. I try hard to get everybody here that I know will give you great insight and will be interesting to you. So thanks for noticing that, guys. Anyway, thanks, Susan, for the wonderful accolades. I so appreciate it. Anyway, let's bring up, before I go to a couple guests, and, you know, I was going to say let's flip around the show. I want to talk today, but I think we're going to take guests first. We're just going to throw caution to the wind, Susan. I keep looking at this number, and something is telling me to take them, so I'm going to go right to callers, if that's okay.
That's fine, honey. You follow your instincts.
Follow spirit everywhere. Here we go. 619, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Steve, I knew I took you before we actually were talking about the subject that we want to talk about. There must be a reason. So, Steve, hit us with what you need.
Well, I just
what do you want from us?
Steve, what do you want? But you can't have our bodies. It's just something we can't give you. But go ahead. What can we do for you?
I want to hear whatever message Spirit has for me.
Okay. Let me hear. Give me a second, and I'll bring somebody through when they show up. I see a female. It's really weird. She's running up to me. So do you have a female? I'm going to say it's really weird because she's showing me with brown hair. So, but she's an older woman. I mean, she's not that old, but she's showing me brown hair. I want to think that she's a mother or maybe an aunt.
Could be my mother or aunt.
Okay. So do you know who I'm describing? She's kind of running up to talk to you. She's really excited, and now she's ringing bells. And she's ringing these bells. So I don't know if this one had bells or was a bell or I don't know. She's ringing these bells for you. So
okay.
Do you know? And let me see what she's saying with those bells. It must be your mom, or maybe it could be your aunt,
okay.
But she's saying you were the apple of her eye.
Okay.
All right. And
I think that's probably more my mother.
Okay. And what she's saying is, Sonny, she's calling you Sonny. Sonny, I couldn't have asked for a better son. You were everything a mother could ever want. And I only wish I could have helped you more. Do you know what this is about?
No, but she would never. That's not the kind of thing she would have said in life. But maybe when she passed on, she felt differently.
Yeah, no, she was not
demonstrative.
Yeah, no, well, and when they're in spirit, they're watching what they did on Earth. So she is running to tell you something, and it has to do with the bells, and it has to do with her saying, you are the best son she could have ever asked for. So that to me means that she must not have told you that when she was here on Earth. So that's the message you need to take with you, because most people, if they're really close to their mother, she wouldn't have said that. So what she also said was that she wished, again, that she wished she could have helped you more while she was on Earth. So that also tells me she might not have been around or might not have given you what you needed, either emotionally.
The latter.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't want this to stunt your growth. I don't know why she's saying this. She doesn't want this to stunt your growth. So I'm not sure why she says that. But that is what she's saying to me, that she was in your life. It was not significant what she did, but what she stood for. So I don't know, again, if you understand what that means. And she does say that there's other people around you that had given you a lot more love than she did.
Right.
And she's pointing to a male. Is that true?
I don't know who it could be. I'm not sure.
Do you have a brother?
I have four.
Okay.
I mean, three.
Right. She's probably pointing to one of your brothers. And what she's saying is they gave you a lot of comfort or help or whatever she wants. She's pointing to your brother. And then she says that you're confused. And what you want? Are you confused about what you need to do in life? Are you confused about where you are going or what you're doing?
Right, I'm confused about what steps to take, what direction to change.
Go ahead.
I'm confused as far as my direction, the steps I need to take.
Okay, what she's saying is it'll become clearer to you very shortly, within about 6 months. So she's helping you, even though you don't know that on the other side. She's helping you. She couldn't help you much on this side, but she is going to help you on that side. And she said she does give you signs. She's there. And she feels like subconsciously you know that. So does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She's waving and she's saying happy holidays. So I don't know what that means either. So I don't know if you celebrate a holiday soon or she doesn't hand me a birthday cake, so it doesn't look like a birthday. So maybe it's a holiday. Okay, maybe it's something that, did she celebrate a holiday coming up? Did you celebrate a holiday with her that's coming up?
No, other than Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay. Well, she's kind of saying happy holidays and waving, and she's showing me a big cornucopia of food, so she will be there. And she's, I think she knows that she didn't, what she's saying is, I didn't do right by you on earth, but I will do right by you in spirit. And that's the message she needs to give you.
Okay. I appreciate it very much.
I hope you do take that to heart. When they go to speak, you know, I have a guy coming tomorrow who will explain that a lot better, or maybe because you're a guy, the guy, he'll explain it. But when they leave, you know, their body.
I didn't see most of it.
Okay, cool. Because when you leave the inner your corporeal body, you aren't the same. You're a spirit. So you see everything that you've done and how you feel and how your loved one feels. So please know that you are loved, that spirit is around you, and please move on. She will help you with your direction within about 6 months. You're going to call us and tell us what you're doing, because she already said you'll know within 6 months what direction you're going to take. Okay?
I'd like to know sooner, but...
Oh, well, I can't have, honey, I can only do certain things, okay? Now, you can ask
Did his mother just tell him that he was impatient, too?
No, I'm telling him. I can only be a miracle worker for so long here. I cannot make anything completely go faster for you. But, I mean, if you have a question and you want to ask us, maybe Susan will answer that for you if you're looking at a direction.
I just, right now, I'm feeling I have goals and dreams, but right now I just feel kind of indifferent. Maybe it's just a phase I'm going through.
Yes, it is. And like in 6 months, that phase will be clear. I'm not going to say it'll be totally clear where you're going to say, hey, I had an epiphany. But what you're going to say is, moving towards this. I feel like I'm being pushed, is what she's showing me. I'm being pushed to this direction. And then your goals, your dreams and desires will start to fit in that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old are you, Steve?
58.
You're breaking up. Why say that again?
58.
58?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. In the next year, you're going to see a major shift in luck. A major shift in luck.
And it'll start about 6 months. Like I told you, it's not going to be totally done, but you'll feel that direction coming in about 6 months.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
I mean, Susan, what more can I say? I mean, I can't push things. I would love to think that I had that availability. You know what? Maybe that's my next gift. I'll be like where I can move time, because then that would be cool.
We can't even do that for ourselves. It's like, maybe we can, strangers.
I know. Well, maybe we're not supposed to do it for ourselves. We are supposed to do it for people we don't know. But hey, you know that old saying, the universe and God helps those who help themselves. So I'll try to move time for us, but I don't know if that's possible. And I know that that spirit was glad that she ran up to talk to him, because I know they didn't have a great relationship here on this earth plane. But 914, you're on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Susan and Bonnie. Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa. I'm going to New York in a week.
Oh, and I like that you're going to have a night show. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we can't wait.
I'm excited about that. So.
Oh, well, listen, Melissa, what can we help you with during the day today?
Well, ladies, I went and got a surgical procedure where, because I was complaining to my doctor about my legs were swollen a lot after I had my baby. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, and the surgical procedure is to restore your veins. So they told me that my veins were messed up and they had to fix it. And believe me, it hurts because they stick you with a lot of needles. And you're up.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to know, do you think that them restoring it, do you think that it will help me a little bit, like force my body with the weight that I gain?
You know what? I'm not sure you – can you re-put – I'm going from the legs to the weight, and there's nothing in between that I can put together. Can you repeat that? Because I'm getting an echo here, so I'm having a hard time here.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you getting an echo? No, I was saying is that – oh, wow, I hear echo too. I don't know why. I had got a surgical procedure where they restore your veins. And that because I was complaining to my doctor that my weight, after I had my baby, it's like my legs were always swollen, and my feet. And so they told me that it was probably the veins, that I need to get them restored, and because they were no good. And I wanted to know, is that the reason why I'm swollen, or is something more?
Are you still carrying the weight?
Yeah, and it's hard for me, like, to even pick myself up. I have to hold on to my bed to pick myself up. And I never have weight like this before.
Can I ask a question? It's all water weight? Is that what you're telling me? It's water weight from the legs down?
It might be water weight because I never had that before, because the whole time I was pregnant, I had no swollenness at all.
How long have you delivered? I mean, how long ago have you delivered?
My daughter's 8 months now.
Okay, and it's been this whole time since you delivered her? It's always been the same?
Yeah. After I delivered her, that's when I had the swollen legs and feet.
Okay, because usually, and I'm going to go with the nursing, and then I'll go in with my intuitive. Nursing, it means, I don't know how they restore, when they restore your veins, are they putting, you're having surgery to put bigger,
they use the needles.
Yeah, okay. So they are opening your veins.
I've had that done. That hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes, it does. It hurts, and you're up.
It hurts like hell. There's no question about that.
Okay, so what they're trying to do is open those veins, especially to your feet, because that's where your veins seem to narrow, right, in your legs and then towards your feet. Have you noticed any less swelling? Do you put your feet up?
Yeah, I do keep my feet up.
Okay, and when you put your feet up, does the swelling go down?
No, not necessarily, because sometimes when I have my feet up, I'll still be a little swollen.
Is he going to do more of those veins? Is he going to go back and do more veins and more veins? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know, but I know it hurts.
Okay. Yeah.
It took several sessions when I had mine done. Really, to have them all done at once, just give you a big knockout pill or anesthesia, and that would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have some more procedures done, and then I think you'll see the swelling go down. But do you drink a lot of fluids? Because I feel like you're very edematous, meaning that you have a lot of fluid in your third space, which is between your tissue. And that usually has to be reabsorbed. And so maybe that's what you're waiting for. Maybe they're going to open your veins, and then then when they do that, your third space goes back into your second, which is your veins, and then disperses. So maybe that's what you need this procedure for. Because I do see your edematous, and I know that it is from getting, it's like water weight. I guess it's fluid that's in there. And the fluid's trapped. Once the fluid can come out or be reabsorbed, you'll lose the water weight.
Wow.
So that's your feet and your legs. So you need to ask.
Yeah, and it's just weird because I'm like, I try to watch the salt thing because I don't have high blood pressure, but it's like when they swell, it's
thank
like,
goodness.
You know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's like the water, it's like the fluid's trapped in the third space, which means it takes a while, but 8 months is a long time. So that's probably why they're opening your veins up. And it might be a slow process, but I see that you're going to have several more treatments.
Are you looking into anything that helps your circulation?
Yeah.
You are taking something to help with your circulation, right?
Yeah, I put on those prescription socks that they put on you to wear.
Head.
And yeah. So far, I got four of the.
I don't know if it's accurate. Everybody, it sounds like we're all in a big tunnel.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've got to tell you, I really feel if they've checked your heart out, because that is a circulatory vascular problem, and they feel like you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have water, you know, you're not retaining water, because it looks to me like you're retaining fluid in those legs and feet, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it out of that third space, so... however they want to do it, go for it. I do think it'll resolve, but you're going to have to go back several more times.
Right.
Have you taken a water pill? Have you taken a water pill?
No, I haven't taken a water pill before. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that might be the next thing your doctor is going to suggest, but because it is fluid. And it has to do with your circulation, so they're right. But you'll be going back a few more times. But you'll resolve it one way or the other.
Mhm. Yep. Because I have to make sure I have good health so I can be there. You know, because the baby's a lot of work too.
Oh yeah. I just feel like after a while you won't notice it. So I'm thinking that it'll start resolving itself, and I'm getting. 6 to 9, maybe 6 to 9, I would like to say weeks, but maybe months, so I just can't tell you when. But it's I see a 6 to 9.
Yeah, because they told me after they put the needles in.
Are you working at getting the weight off now?
I would love to, but it's kind of hard. Because now I'm a stay-at-home mom, it was different. Because when I work, I never gained any weight because I was always working, and now it's like...
Yeah,
I'm like in a standstill, like I'm stuck.
Yeah,
gotta watch your stuff. While you've got to watch, especially your salt intake, like you said, properly, because that all has to do with retention. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Please call us back and let us know how you're doing. But I really believe in 6 to 9. You're not. You know, it might take a while. Because that's not an easy problem unless they give you a water pill and get the, you know, third space going, which they might do. But I would not worry about it because I don't see it being a long-term problem for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ladies, and I'm going to listen to your show at 7 o'clock show.
Thank you. We will love him. Yeah, thank you. It starts tomorrow night. So please listen. We have Mark Anthony on, and then it'll be Susan and I on Friday nights and Monday nights.
Friday nights and Monday nights. Let's talk that Bonnie doesn't gas out from excitement.
Yeah, when Mark Anthony comes off. You just said
you know what, the queue, when you're on late like that, the queue gets full fast. So I would say to people, call 15 minutes early.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Kim, you better call an hour early because this man is famous. He draws a crowd in New York like you never saw. I mean, the only thing I ask is if I have to ask people to hang up and call back, it's because I can't find them, which means I have more than so many callers in queue. So I'm hoping that he calls early so that I am able to pick him up before the callers call in. But, yes, please start calling. And I would say I told him 14 minutes before the show, so everybody start calling in about 10 minutes before the show because they won't let you call in earlier than that, I don't think. Now, you can get in queue. You can get in and chat, and then when you see that we're open, then you switch over to your phone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, get in chat. We love chat. You know, and you can throw out questions in chat, and whoever's in there, we have a lot of spirit, medium, psychic, intuitive people who love people in chat. You can see what's going on in chat, too.
Definitely. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
Yeah, keep us posted. Ah, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm going to take the next caller. 510-510. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi. How are you? How are you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous.
We're fabulous.
How are you?
Yeah. I want to know who, what spirit is around my apartment, because last night I had I was walking down my hallway, and it seemed as if I was I had stepped on someone's foot, but I don't know who it was.
Well, I see a gentleman, but he doesn't know you. So I am going to say that he's part of your apartment. I mean, like Susan will tell you, she has somebody that always came to her apartment, too. It was a relative. But this guy that you stepped on his foot has a big, unless you can identify him because he's coming through, I'm going to say he's a thin guy. He's maybe 5'11 or 6. He's got baggy pants on, and he's got a hat on. And you stepped on his foot, but it really wasn't his foot. It was his shoe. And it looks
that's what it was.
Yeah, it looks like a black shoe, like a tie-up work shoe. And he said that's okay. He didn't mind you stepping. He didn't mind you stepping on his shoe. So I think he watches out over the place. How many apartments are in that where you are, or places are where you are? Because I think he's. Yeah, I think he says
he
that
moves.
He's watching over. Yeah, he's watching over.
Yeah, he moves from place to place. Watching. Yeah, I wonder if he was a janitor or somebody. You know, the caretaker, because it's like he watches over everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I feel like he's a pretty peaceful guy, and he wants peace in the apartment. He doesn't want any drama. So that's why he kind of, he doesn't want anything like breaking. He doesn't want anything, a lot of noise. He wants to make sure everybody's safe there is what he's saying. So,
okay.
Yeah, you got a nice guy watching over your apartment, honey.
Okay. Is there any messages from spirit or deceased friends?
I've got... Before he showed up, I have, it looks like maybe a short grandmother. Do you have a short grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. I have a short grandmother. I want to say, why does she keep saying short? She keeps saying short, and she's a little stout. She's not real skinny. She's not real fat, but she's not real skinny. So she's doing the whole thing about I'm a little teapot, short and stout. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, she's singing again, folks.
Yes, wait a minute. I got to sing. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout. When you tip me over, I pour me out. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Thank you very much for that. I don't know what that meant or why she wanted why she wanted you to know. She's always around you, she says. And she feels like you know who she is, and she didn't have a big role in your life, but she had enough role in your life is what she's telling me. Maybe she wasn't around long enough. Is this a grandmother that passed when you were a child or in your teens?
I think that's my grandmother's ex-husband's mother, because we called her Big Mama.
You called her what?
We called her Big Mama.
Big Mama?
Yeah.
Was she short and stout?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was short. She was very, very light-skinned and had long, pretty hair.
I'm seeing her in a different way. So, you know, sometimes if you read the book Mark Anthony wrote, sometimes they show themselves at different ages. So that's not what I'm seeing with her. I don't see her having really beautiful hair because she's not showing me that. What she's showing me is that she's short and stout. And she must have a really good sense of humor to sing the song I'm a Little Teapot, because that would mean that she either liked kids or she had a great sense of humor.
Okay.
And what she's saying is she's always with you. So I kind of feel it's somebody close to you. But she might have passed away in your teens or your early life. So she didn't really have a big impact on you, but she had enough impact on you is what she's telling me. And she's also handing me a tray of brownies. So I don't know whether you like brownies or she did, but she's handing me a tray of brownies, which means she baked or you used to have baked goods with her. So do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, well, this woman has got baked goods with her. So I'm going to say brownies. She's got a plate or a tray of brownies. You might want to write this down.
Okay.
And she said, your mother would know. So do you know, I mean, is your mother around?
Yeah, she is around.
Okay, so what you need to do is ask your mother who this is. Write down, she's short, she's stout, singing the teapot song, and she's handing me a tray of brownies. And she said she died when you were probably, well, she wasn't around here. She went to spirit when you were in your teens or early childhood.
Okay.
Okay. And she's telling you that she watches over you. She's like the angel on your left shoulder, which is weird. Because what is the left side? The left side is your father's side, maybe?
Yeah.
So she's an angel on your left shoulder, which means I think your mother comes from the right and your father comes from the left. So it might
yeah.
be somebody on your father's side.
Okay.
So all that she's telling me now to tell you is that she sees the baby, and she's saying that her legs were like that too. So I don't know if she had the same problem or it's genetic. But she said that she understands your issue and that it'll be resolved. So,
oh, because I'm having bladder issues and I'm sick of it.
Well,
I don't know
this woman says you have the same issue she had. So she's saying
okay.
that it'll be resolved or that, you know, you'll find out what it is. And she's also sending you a lot of love, and she's telling you that you're going to have a great holiday season with the new baby and that there's a lot of joy coming into your life.
What? I'm going to have a baby?
Well, I don't know if you're going to have one or that, you know, you're around a baby. Has somebody had a baby with? Do you know anybody that's had a baby? Because she's showing me a baby.
I got a friend that's going to have a baby that's a boy.
Okay, well, that's all right. She said that you're going to have fun at this holiday and that there's a baby around in your life. So maybe you'll be with this friend for the holidays.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I hope that that's something you can take with you. That's all she's given me. And she's walking away. She's waving and saying she's with you. And that find out what your issues are, she said, because they're the same as she has. So.
Okay. Is there any way possible y'all can know what my mom's father's last name is, because he's deceased, or an issue?
The only thing she told me was ask your mother. So I'm not quite sure why, but I don't get names. I don't do names. I really don't do dates. So the reason is because I'll give you an example. If let's say somebody gave you the name Steven and it was Beaven, you know, I can't be for somebody to say, oh, you didn't give me the right name because you were off a letter. I just don't do that unless they really are strong and giving me an initial. But I don't do names, and I don't do dates, but I do time. So if I see 6 or 9, I know that it's going to be 6 to 9 months or 6 to 9 weeks. I get a feeling. But anyway, I hope I've helped you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
Bye. Awesome, Bonnie. Awesome, awesome.
Oh, let's see. Let's hope we get a tarot reading. Here we go. 402, you are on with Bonnie.
Oh, no,
Susan.
I'm interested in hearing about the ghost.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
Hi. This is Sharon.
Who are we speaking to?
Yeah. This
Hi,
is Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You know, a little better today, but I would really appreciate a reading about kind of what's going on in my life and if there's anyone that, you know, comes through in my family.
I'll tell you what, let's go with a tarot reading because I'm hearing tarot, tarot, tarot. That's why I said the next caller,
sure,
I hope it's a tarot reading.
Are you sure
reading.
It's not teller, teller, teller?
You know what? I got so interested in having all these spirits here, and the next thing I heard was tarot. So I'm like, yes, let's pick her up. So, go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Since we don't do general because we're like on short on time here. So what specific question or information do you want us to address? And then Bonnie, you can give you a message, you know, from Spirit, and she will also help with the tarot, of course.
Oh, well, of course.
So what would you like to ask? How old are you to begin with?
Oh gosh, honey, I'm old enough. I'm 57.
How old?
57.
That's a good age.
Sharon, are you?
You're in kind of a cry on return. You've been through it for a few years. That's why you're going, what the heck is happening?
Exactly. Yep.
So what would you like to know?
All of my relationships are really screwed up, all of them.
Meaning family, personal, work, everything?
Yep.
Before you ask that question, I'm going to give you a little phrase. Wherever you go, there you are.
You know what, Susan? I was just going to, honest to God.
I know you were going to say that.
I channeled that to you, girlfriend. I channeled that right to you because you're saying that I've adopted it. But I have
honest to God, she is just so bad. I mean, taking credit for everything.
I know.
Oh my God.
But you know what?
I
wasn't going to say it exactly if everybody looks different, you better look at yourself. So that's kind of the same thing.
So what's the thread that runs through all the relationships? I mean, when you say everything is just there, I'm having problems with all my what is it?
I've been slandered seriously. And
okay, so
you know,
people talk about
spread.
You behind your back?
Right, that false information, you know, to cover themselves. And it's like destroyed our lives.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I pick up is that you have a lot of karma to clear up about being slandered. So you are experiencing it from the other side, okay? But that's irrelevant here, all right? The first thing that, the other thing that I'm picking up from you too also is a trust issue, okay? Is that you have a lot of issues in terms of that you're kind of always looking over your shoulder thinking that that this person feels this way about you or that person is thinking this about you. And so what you do is that you magnetize to you this energy. What I would suggest, and this is and the cards that I'm pulling here, honey, you got a lot of heavy major karma when it comes to people misunderstanding you, okay? And that's where the bottom line is that people really misunderstand your intentions. You could have all the best intentions going into a situation, but because of this karmic imprint that you have, they immediately misread what it is that you've said or what it is that you've done. And that's why you're dealing with what it is that you're dealing with. There are some things that you can ask for help from the higher realms on this because on the level of people to people, you're spitting in the wind. It's as simple as
You know what, Susan, what I get is, you know what, what I'm hearing from Spirit is saying she's the mirror image of what she does. She's getting back the mirror image of what she does. Meaning to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not that's not true. So I'm Native American, and I believe in, you know, the mirror image. You know, I understand that. But
Wait a minute. You're misunderstanding what spirit's saying right now. And it is that what you are projecting out is what people are perceiving you are. And what Susan just told you is that people are misreading you. They're not getting the clues. They're not understanding how you are relating to them. And that's exactly what spirit is trying to get you to understand.
Yeah,
no,
and
I understand.
You're
I understand.
You're very thin-skinned. Very thin-skinned. And so what it is that it's a ball bouncing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you misinterpret what someone else says,
and
then
they
misinterpret
what you say. So it's the same. That's what we're trying to tell you.
No, I understand that, and that could be the case in the medical area. But I literally have people trying to destroy me and my property. I mean, physically.
Well, unless you can really tell us, you know, again, we don't, that's the generality. Like, give us a question that you want us to answer. We just told you what spirit said about how if people are perceiving you or you're perceiving people.
Right.
Ask us a question.
I understand that.
Ask us a question. Say, this is what's happening. Here's a good question. Hi, my neighbor doesn't like me because I put a chicken on his door. Can you tell me how
I can
make that better?
And just ripped out all my
yeah,
shrubbery.
Yeah, that's a question.
Yeah, something
so
like
please
that.
Please ask us a question because it's too vague to pull. This is what the universe is telling you. The question is that we're answering is how you perceive others and others perceive you. But if you want the answer to a question, you've got to ask it specifically.
Okay. I guess most important to me are my family relationships. And
okay, let's take a family member with that. Because, see, I'm a counselor as well as Susan. Say, hey, I don't have a relationship with my daughter. Can you tell me why? That would be a better question. Or how can I help?
Yeah, because you've got two life
coaches.
You've got too many
family members that we'd have to pull from. So let's start with
one.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Okay. Best friend, Jim.
Okay, and what is the problem with Jim? Can you tell us what he's doing that you need
communication? It's communication's been cut.
Okay. I feel like did you have an argument about something that he thinks you said?
No.
Because I feel he's hostile about something.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure why, or if you don't know, that something was said that he is upset about, and you are supposed to be his friend, and there's a reason why the communication isn't there. And as a friend, you should be able to say to him, hey, what's going on? I haven't heard from you, but it's not happening. And that would mean that there's hostile feelings there. So tell me what happened and why he isn't.
The slander that I was talking about.
Okay. So you think he is the one that said something to somebody
else?
No,
I think somebody said something to him.
Okay. Here's what I'm hearing, that he's upset about something you said. Now, if you didn't say it and we get it, then you have to clear that up with him. That would mean calling him and telling him, and what you're going to tell me is you tried. Is that true?
Right.
Okay. You're not going to be able to talk to him physically at this point. He's too angry. So what I would do if I were you, and I don't know if you're capable or wanting to do it, because some people aren't, but, you know, because I'm not a good writer either, but I would send him a message. And I don't know that you haven't yet, but I think if you haven't, a message like an email or something that he can actually read, and he'll mill over. He might not listen at first, but he will know that he can go back to it and read it I do feel there's some explaining to do, and I don't know why. So I'm, is it about money?
I don't know. You know, I probably, you know, it might be because it started with these neighbors that are living next door to me under alias that have been investigating me.
Okay, because I have a feeling, okay.
But, you know, they're full of lies. I'm being accused of fraud.
Okay, that's what the money thing is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because I have a financial card here in term, yeah. And next to a 10 of swords.
Yeah, so, oy. So, oy, oy, I'm getting stabbed here. I got to tell you that it's a money issue with him, or that he heard something, and it's not going to be an easy remedy. But if you are his friend and you are telling him the truth, which I feel you are, then you need to write this in a note. And he might not believe you at first, but you will give him clues and he'll understand maybe later. But this is a money issue and you're not going to resolve it with a call. So,
yeah. This is
yeah.
About communication. This is about you learning how to address each and every situation that you feel that are being slandered, that's wrong or not correct, and presenting your side of the story, addressing who's doing it, not just standing in the background. Because I keep on hearing communication,
right.
Communication.
Right.
And you need to have some proof. You need to have some proof for him. It's hearsay is what I'm hearing. It's hearsay. So when you're writing that note, and you know, what I would do is say something like this. These are the facts. You are my friend. I didn't, you know, please give me the opportunity to explain because I know you're angry about something and I feel it's this. And then put it down and then put some proof down and then say, I hope that you can call me and we can talk about this because I miss you as a friend. And that's it. And when he's ready, he will.
Well, the people that are investigating you, I mean, we're talking about the police here. You
okay,
know, we're
well,
talking
you know,
about. But let me finish, please. This is an undercover deal. Mm-hmm. And they, along with some other neighbors, they are doing things very illegal. My phone calls are rerouted and listened to. This one's being listened to.
I'll get famous.
Yeah. But they have been very destructive, and somebody is trying to, you know, tear us apart. Along with my home and my life.
You know,
and I'd
again,
like to know who.
Well, again, I'm going to tell you this, that it's all about communication. I know you don't want to hear this. There is really nothing except explaining and proof that you can have. And it'll be, I don't care how many people are involved or the police are involved or the FBI is involved or your neighbors are involved. You have to have proof of what you're saying, and then you need to show it to someone. And I believe when you do that, you're going to start a different energy moving forward. It might not be right away, but it'll be.
Do you see who? They block everything I do. Every repairman, everybody I call, they block it. They call them, tell them I'm under investigation, stay away. Do you see anybody coming to that I can show this to? Or,
I think you can send it to your friend, and if it doesn't go through, then if I were you, I would get a lawyer. Okay?
What illegal activities are they doing
videoing me in the house, cloning my phone.
What makes I'm going to say something, and please don't take offense by this.
I have proof.
But what makes you so important that they're doing all this to you?
Because this bank has been stealing. There's a fraudulent mortgage on my home. The homeowners association has been doing illegal activity that my daughter proved in court. They want me gone because they, if I were to retaliate or come at them in court, if I had a good lawyer, you know, it would be millions of dollars, and they don't want it. They don't want anybody to find out, you know, they screwed up. I figured it out. And now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can
I'm
tell you
what?
That. Well, I can tell you this. There'll be a lawyer out there who, I hate to say, I hear contingency-based. If it's worth millions of dollars, you are going to get a contingency-based lawyer. You just have to look for one. They're out there, and if they feel your case is going to bring them money, I can guarantee you they will do whatever they can to get your money for you because they want your money too. But I can tell you this. You need to take notes. You need to prove to this friend, if that's what you want to do, that you have proof that you didn't do this, and then you need to go to a lawyer that it's on a contingency fee basis that will take your case. And if you can't find that, you need to keep searching. Okay?
Actually, that's how it started, is I went to the state and I showed proof of the fact that this mortgage was fraud. And apparently in retaliation, they started investigating me and trying to do anything they could to make me look bad.
Well, here I'm going to make a recommendation because I really think that we need to move on to other callers, Kim.
Yeah.
Is that it's important for you to come out of victim energy, find somebody to help you.
Yeah.
Whether it's an attorney or whether it's and because as it stands right now, that's the only way this is going to be resolved.
Yeah.
So that would be your first step.
Yeah.
Right, and I know that, and I have tried that, and I was hoping to get maybe some messages from my family in heaven.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tell you again what Susan told you, and you've got a lot of karma. You know, the reason you're not having anybody really stepping forward here is, I do see a woman stepping forward, handing me her hands out. So that means to me that you're in a crossroads right now in your life, whereas, you know, we have free will. We also have a life plan, and they will not show you what your life plan is when you're at these crux or crossroads. So what they're showing me is that they can't help you right now because they are trying, but you're not. You have free will is what they're saying. And so if you will listen, they do bring you messages. This woman, she looks like maybe it is a mom or maybe, I'm not going to say a stepmom because she's stepping one step back, which means either she's a grandma, maybe, or a mother. She's one step back from you. So if your mother's alive, she's your stepmother. I mean, I don't know why I keep saying stepmother. Maybe that's who it is. But she's one step back from your mother. And what she's saying is she's got her hands out and shaking her head, which means that they have been trying to give you messages. They have been trying to bring it. You're not listening.
Right.
You're in victim mode, like Susan said, which I don't blame you, okay? So what you need to do is take a step back and start listening to your angels and guides because they are there, and just go start to meditate.
And start praying for some help. I mean, truly. And I think we've taken a lot of time with you, Kim, and there are other callers that would really like to get on. And so prayer is one of the best things that you can use in this situation. And yes?
I'm just moving right on, honey. So I am going
to
take 111. Hi, 111. You are on with Bonnie and Susan.
Okay. 6-3-7-3-3-8.
Hi.
Okay. So after you back over the documents, just give me a call back just to confirm that I received it. And lastly, before you send it, make a copy of each birth certificate first.
111.
Be sure that it's readable and then pass it over, okay?
All right. I'm going to take you right.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
111, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Now we've just heard your whole day. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, we heard your whole transaction. In fact, everybody did. Hi, I'm funny.
Hi.
That is so funny because I'm actually at work. I do apologize. Oh, my.
Oh, no, we're happy.
Oh,
hey,
no,
we're happy.
You can't believe some of the things that Bonnie and I do to mess up on
here. Honey, we're so happy. Yeah, I mean, you know what? If you're at work, we're at work. Hey, girlfriend, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. I'm actually working out right now. I just wanted to see your take on it. And I think it's probably just me, myself. Hold on one second. I can tell you. Okay, hold on. I'm walking out the door.
Okay,
right,
we're back to girlfriend. You're our last caller, so go ahead.
Okay, so my name is Stacy. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi. Are you from Brooklyn or Crown Heights or Manhattan?
I am actually from the Manhattan area.
Oh my God, I lived there for 5 years. I love the place.
Wait a minute. I'm flying in there in 7 days. I'm flying into JFK in 7 days if you want to come see me.
Oh, wow. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Brooklyn, or Crown Heights, actually. And I might be down in Manhattan a little while, but, you know, never know. So, Stacy, how can we help you, girlfriend?
Yes, I have a quick question. Lately, I have been under a lot of unnecessary stress, okay? So, I don't know if I'm causing, I think I might be making myself actually sick because I had a little small episode where I thought I was having a panic attack. Like, I did have a panic attack. So I
was going to say, don't call it like you might have had one, because what I'm feeling is my heart is racing. So I'm feeling a total panic attack.
Yeah, it's not a might have.
I might be pregnant a little bit, and then, you know, you're either pregnant or you're not. Okay.
Exactly. So when I go to the hospital, they found nothing wrong. They checked my blood. Everything is just fine. But afterwards, I'm still having, like, these little dizzy faintness. It's like a little dizziness. I'm not too sure if it's anxiety or it's just stress. And it's kind of like not – I mean, I think it's just me just pushing, like, everything happening, you know, to me all at one time. So I don't know. Could you
how old are you, Ashley?
Stacy, I am 38.
You know what, sister? 38. You've been calling everybody their wrong name today. I'm just going to pull that out. Don't get insulted. The last one she called something different too, but the woman didn't answer. But I have to tell you this,
Stacy. Okay, so who am I speaking to?
Stacy. You're speaking to Stacy.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then who's Ashley? Okay.
I got to tell you real quick.
You said that you get dizzy also?
No, it just only started happening. This happened last Monday. I never, ever had that problem. But when I went to the hospital, they did a blood test, they checked my heart, and they found nothing, so I'm thinking it's probably just stress-related.
Did you lose a lot of, honey, Stacy, did you lose any weight recently?
Lose any weight, you said?
Yeah, did you lose any weight recently?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because what they're telling me is that, unfortunately, and fortunately for you, you could think it's stress, and I believe that you can handle stress, actually. But I think you had a drop in your blood sugar. And so
that's exactly what I picked up, hypoglycemia.
Yeah. It's like hypoglycemia. We don't want to diagnose anything, and I'm going to call this a drop in your blood sugar. Really what you need to do is start carrying some small snacks with you. And that would be
Small snacks? Okay.
Yeah.
Because actually, I did have a drop in my blood level, but I had to take a liquid vitamin 3 times a day, which did bring my blood level back up to 12.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
Yeah, your body's changing. So what worked maybe like a year or two ago, you're being imprinted into a new soul window, and you're moving into what they call the mature years. And so, either get your sugar checked out a little more detailed, or just carry little snacks with you.
Snacks. Yeah.
Okay,
in fact,
that's what I'll do. All right.
Yeah, just carry some snacks with you, because I hear you're a pretty bold girl, and I don't think stress is going to get to you. It gets to everybody, but I mean, what you've got going, girlfriend, ain't all stress. So it's your body.
Okay. Oh, really? So it basically is going to clear up then.
If you start with eating some small snacks, when you feel a drop in your blood sugar, when you feel like a little dizzy, or you feel like you're a little bit, you should be eating 5 small meals a day versus 3 or however many.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I hope we've helped you.
All right, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much. I feel so much better. Okay. So it's now
all right. You're welcome. Say hi to Ashley for me, okay?
All right.
We'll
find you. Bye-bye. Have a great day, Stacy. We're just going to tell you to have a great day. We know work is tough, and, you know, we love our work, and we hope that you love your work too. And just know that we're out here, and whenever you need to call us, we're here for you. So just to tell everybody again, Susan, we get to talk a little bit. It's really weird. Everything just stops. So I'm assuming either they got thrown off Blog Talk like yesterday, and I don't know if anybody out there. I've had people that are dropped.
I know. It's been chat gets frozen. I've gotten kicked off. I mean, it's just
Let's hope that doesn't happen tomorrow night. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, and we can talk just a little bit about it, but the reason I brought up the walk-ins versus
challenge.
And here is what the deal is. Some people do not believe in walk-ins. I know you and I do, or we know walk-ins. But what they've told
like
us
Mark
is
Anthony,
that,
right? Mark Anthony doesn't believe in walk-ins.
So that's why I'm kind of bringing it up, and I won't bring it up tomorrow. But the thing is that when I've asked people they don't call them walk-ins. They call them extended channeled. And what they say is, and which I agree with, it's just kind of semantics, is that you can't, somebody who walks in cannot have that body forever. If that person who is, you know, in a state where they have let somebody channel through them or walk in and they don't want to come back, they will hold that body until they come back. So you might see somebody who's a walk-in for 6 months, 4 months, 3 months.
Yeah, we've both known people that's happened to. I mean, we it's just like so obvious. I mean, there was no other explanation for it.
Yeah, and the one that I know actually came back. So that's why I say that you can also say it's an extensive channeled versus a walk-in. A walk-in might be for – the first walk-in I ever met was a woman who said she walked in because the woman that she took over, the body, left, and that was during childbirth, and she never came back. So she was from a different
it's
universe.
An agreement, too. It's not a possession. It's an agreement. Yeah,
that's right. And that if they can't handle it, that this person will. And then I also know an extensive channeled, and that would be like what happened with somebody my daughter knew, who the spirit wanted to have its last, you know, hurrah, and then it couldn't hold that body because the other person didn't leave it go for that long. And so they were, I feel, an extensive channeled. So, you know, maybe that's a word I just made up, but, you know, hey, it was a walk-in that walked out.
It works for me, hon.
Yeah. So, and I know you know one that we won't go into it because on air you don't want to say, but you know one that has walked in for a very long period of time. So it's such an interesting concept. I'm going to throw that out to all the chatters. If anybody understands what a walk-in is or an extensive channeled, has anybody had any dealings with them? And what's funny is a lot of the people who walk in will not that know they walked in, and there are very few of them that know they walked in.
Angel Face Gay says that she has. She's had an experience with one, with a walk-in.
I don't quite know how you can say that they don't exist, because I don't think anything doesn't exist. It's like, I had somebody ask about if there's any negative energy. I only do your positive energy, but in order, somebody said, to have light, you have to have dark so you can see the light. Kind of the same thing, don't you think?
Well, you know, when we were talking about walk-ins in your case, you saw a situation that actually was really helpful and was healing, and you kind of, for everyone involved, the walk-in that I saw was, it was just totally detrimental. I mean, it was a sad situation.
So isn't that interesting how that's how life works? I mean, you know, sometimes it's for healing, and you know, healing is the best kind of any type of communication for healing is fabulous. But when it's detrimental, it hurts a lot of people. So, you know.
And as a personal level, like in my situation, I watched after surgery, my ex-husband, his father, who had just passed away, was just such a mean son of a gun. I mean, he was just a very unhappy individual. And my ex-husband wasn't. And when he had two serious surgeries, and they said he had some minor strokes when he was under surgery, and when he came out of the second surgery, he was completely different. He was just like his father, and alienated every single person in his family, including me, which is why he's my ex now. And really, and everyone kept on saying over and over again, he acts just like his dad now. He acts just like his dad. And I have absolutely no doubt in my mind. I knew it from the moment that he walked in the door that wasn't my husband, and unfortunately his father wasn't a particularly nice man.
Well, let me ask a question, Susan, because then you'd be like my interview. I'm interviewing you. But you know, the thing is, when I saw it in Love and Light, it kind of destroyed a little bit of somebody's life, because then when they walked back out, you know, it left a hole. Then you're not looking at the same person, which would be the same thing as your husband walked back in. It would be not the same person that everybody knows now as the walk-in. So it's tough. It's in a different level, but
you have to believe that it's all agreement, you know, that one soul, no one, there are no such incidences of that. At least that's what the spiritual books say. Who knows for sure how it really worked, but that nothing is done without agreement, you know, like in the levels of even in possession, where there are issues of possession, that on some level there is some kind of soul agreement that they either want to experience or they just want to leave or whatever it is, you know. But no one can control another soul's journey without acceptance.
And you know what? I love that we're talking about souls' journeys, although we just kind of started that, because tomorrow, Mark Anthony, if anybody has picked up his book, is a lot about, and we're going to get into it with him, about soul journeys and what everybody has one. And where we have free will, we have which I really am so excited to ask him, because in his book he does say there we have a finite day we're born and a finite day we die, meaning there and any everything else in between. He says the journey and the life script we have is free will. It's how we get there, but that birth date and death date, which is what, you know, I believe is destined. It's what lessons you learn and how you learn decides, you know, which way you learn those lessons. So I think that's pretty cool, and he gives a great explanation for it. So I'm really excited.
Oh,
it'll
be really interesting to listen to his perspective on a soul's journey from this side and from the other side.
I know, and you know what's really cool, and I know he'll bring this up because I'm going to ask him, but his mom and dad were both big-time medium psychics, both
wow,
of them.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he, in fact, his dad, he goes into a story about why he wouldn't talk about it, and but his mother and father were, it's interesting, he tells you in the book there, you know, about the spirits that they see together and how, what that is so cool how they find each other. But anyway, what's so cool about that is that he was raised with a mother and father that both saw spirit, and he became an attorney. Now, you know, to me, that is so cool because, and a defense attorney, because that's how he goes into describing, and he describes to you about all his clients, and, you know, certainly not by last name, but how they came, and he does both. So it's really interesting, and what's neat is his mom contacts him from the other side and told him a lot of things and showed him a lot.
Wow.
She died, yeah. So is that cool or what? Don't worry, sister.
In his book, how old was he when he started actually experiencing spirit?
He was about five. He had imaginary friends, and he talked to people that weren't there when his mom didn't care, but his dad did. So that'll be. And then how he managed to keep it at bay. And then, you know, when he, you know, my question to Mark, and I can't wait to ask him, is how did he came out of the closet, metaphysically, as a lawyer? I mean, he's from Oxford. The cool thing is he went to the school I want to go to, which is Arthur Findlay School of Physical Science and Metaphysics. I mean, I want to go there so bad. But, I mean, he went to Oxford Law School. He went to, I mean, big name law schools and had great jobs. And he became a defense attorney. He sees spirit. He sees him sitting behind his, you know, when he does the jury box. And it's the coolest thing because it kind of is not, for me, an oxymoron. You know, they're usually straight. The law is the law. They do this, do they that. They're very articulate. They're very, you know, but to then be a medium on top of that, that's the coolest thing, don't you think?
I do. It's interesting that, I mean, he had a path that he carved out for himself, but yet obviously his soul journey was also written that he was supposed to use his psychic gifts no matter what. And I have met people that have, major psychic gifts, but they're in corporation, they're medical, they're, whatever it is, and they don't use them. And so it's not saying that it's right or it's wrong. I think it's free will. Whatever that may be.
Well, the cool news about that is this. The whole thing about him using his gifts, I think it's coming out. Like, you see doctors, I had a doctor write me, do you remember? And I said, nastame, and they said, really? And I thought I said, nastame. But there's doctors now coming out with all of these.
You're never going to let that down.
No, I am never. But I have to tell you, we have 90 seconds, Susan, and they're going to shut our show down because we are a 90-minute show until November. So everyone, thank you for coming. I'll hear you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Please join me with
yes,
Mark Anthony.
Yes, we'll all be there.
Yay! The Mark Anthony, the author of Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. Do you think he knows I channeled that book, Susan?
Well, honey, you can give it a shot and try to tell him. And, let's let the chips fall where they may. Just don't be standing in the wind.
All right, I won't. I promise. I'll just let him think he did it. Everybody, again, we love you. This is Bonnie Alvarez on air, and we'll catch you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.